Are you rich today, Pinto?
No.
All the money you have invested in the stock market, are you now loaded? Are you going to retire tomorrow and buy your Caribbean island with all the earnings you've made today?
I guess we'll find out tomorrow, won't we? If I'm here or not at 2 p.m.
Can I make a bet?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet you're going to be behind the board tomorrow.
You'd probably be right.
Doing the show, the Mike McFeely Show. Folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on this Wednesday afternoon on KFGO. And yes, it is true. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the stock market in the United States of America, went through the roof today, closed at a record high, reached a record high, did all of those things. And that means that some people made some money today. To break this down, to show us the X's and O's of what's happening, is somebody who knows the X's and O's of the stock market. His name is Paul Myers, and he's with Legacy Wealth Management in Fargo. And he is the host or co-host of your program on Sunday mornings named
Investment Talk.
Way to go.
What an amazing name, huh?
That's almost as original as the Mike McFeely Show.
I think it came to me as I was driving to KFGO one morning, and I said, oh, what are we going to call this thing? That was 5 years ago.
Investment Talk. It's worked out well, though. It's a great show. It's fun.
Well, I don't know. A lady just told me that we laugh too much on the show and have too much fun.
Well, you can't laugh about money, I guess, can you?
I think we do. And when you're doing a show with Steve Poitras, you're going to be laughing.
Well, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, fun.
And today is a day that people are smiling.
I'm thinking if you have some money
in the stock market today.
It's a smiling day today. And as you said, Mike, basically here's what went on. Today, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee was meeting. And one of the things they discuss is, hey, are we going to continue that central bank $85 billion a month bond buying program, which has been around since more or less 2008 in one form or another? And a lot of people, all the really smart people out there, were quite sure that the Federal Reserve was going to say, man, we're going to start tapering that. Okay, we're going to start weaning the economy off of this lifeline. And the Federal Reserve said, no, we're not going to do that yet. And so that was along about 1 o'clock this afternoon when the word came in, 1 o'clock Central Time. That's what kicked the market on a big spike. And it went up, you know. And what will it do tomorrow? That's just as important. Or next week or next month.
Let's keep it on today. Let's talk about the happy smiles, positives that happened today. What does this mean for investors in the market? Were there a lot of people that made a chunk of change today? There's got to be.
Well, you know, it isn't like, okay, we made it today, we lose it tomorrow. You know, basically the Dow Jones average, which is a pretty broad average, the S&P is even broader, the S&P 500 has 500 companies in it. The Dow only has 30, but they're pretty similar. The S&P went up almost 1.25%. And so if you have a 401k with a radio company or something like that, or if you have a 401k at Sanford Health or wherever you might have a retirement plan, chances are it probably went up around 1% today, somewhere in that range, depending upon what you're invested in. Of course, if you're invested in bonds, like many target date funds or lifestyle funds are, if you're invested in bonds, they're not doing so well this year. On the other hand, if you're invested in certain types of mutual funds that might be in the kind of the favorite area, like healthcare or technology or mid-size companies, you know, they went up probably more than 1% today.
Paul Myers, Legacy Wealth Management, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Now let's talk about tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the next month, and you're kind of making a funny face. We don't know what's going to happen, but am I safe to say that when something goes up, there's a pretty good chance it's going to come down at some point? And if it goes down, there's a pretty good chance it's going to go up at some point.
It's an amazing law of physics, isn't
it?
It goes down. I actually do have a little card here with exactly what's going to happen over the next few years.
Boy, can I take a look at that? Or do I have to hire you to take a look at that?
Remember that great scene in Back to the Future where he says, just remember Yahoo. And he invests in Yahoo, and then he comes the next movie you see him, he's driving his Ferrari or something like that. Well, Yahoo hasn't done so well since then. Well, here's the story. The Dow Jones sits at 15,676, and that's like a thermometer. I mean, it's just a number. What does that mean? Well, it's higher than it's ever been before. Back at the depths of the market in about March 9th of 2009, it was at about roughly 6,600. So we've more than doubled since that time. That doesn't mean that everybody's investments have more than doubled because they don't necessarily follow the Dow. But the long and the short of it is, you know, the market's moving up. We did a seminar last night and somebody said, so where are we now? And I said, we're in a recovery and we're heading higher. Normally, by the way, August and September are two very rough months for the market. October, November, December, on the other hand, are very good for the market. Well, here we are in September and it's been pretty good. I think we'll have some bumps ahead of us. I think the market will not just keep hitting new highs every day. But when you look ahead to the next 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years, I think we'll be higher. Why do I think that? About three or four good reasons. Number one, employment is improving. Wouldn't you say more jobs?
It is.
Number one, employment is improving. Number two, the housing market is improving.
Mm-hmm.
For 30 years, the housing market has been the backbone of the U.S. economy. It slipped a little bit lower than the backbone a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. but it's back resuming its rightful place as one of the leaders. The auto industry, and in spite of the best efforts of some people, we still have an auto industry in this country. The auto industry is recovering. Ford Motor and General Motors are hitting on all cylinders, I guess you might say, just to mix our metaphors a little bit there. And the auto industry is important, and when they do well, the country does pretty well, I think. You know, there's talk about maybe improving the minimum wage. Not everybody likes that, but it's probably good for the economy if that happens. So all things considered, lots of good things in position for the market to continue rolling along its merry way.
You know, you mentioned the housing market, and it has been improving. And I watch things out of Minneapolis, not of Minnesota, because that's where I am. That's where I live. It's where I'm from. What's happening to interest rates? Interest rates for buying a home, whether you know your first time home or refinancing, whatever, interest rates have been really good here for a long time. I haven't even been paying attention. Where are they now and what's happening on the housing market?
Well, they're higher than they were. They're higher than they were a month ago. They're higher than they were a year ago because interest rates are moving up. That's why, by the way, bonds are getting creamed, because when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. It's a guarantee. That's what's going to happen. However, if you went into the bank yesterday and said, what would I get on a 30-year mortgage? And you went in there tomorrow morning and said, what would I get on a 30-year mortgage? You'd get a lower rate tomorrow morning, most likely. I mean, generally, because the 10-year bond went down today in terms of yield. Went down quite a bit. Went down 5%. Now, 5% of wherever it was at. 5% of 2.7%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bond prices improved today. That's an unusual circumstance. Not going to happen for the next 6 months. Bond prices are going to go back up again.
Do you have your Bison t-shirt in hand already for welcoming game day to Fargo tonight, 6 o'clock in downtown? They want Bison fans to be down on Broadway as they bring in the bus from game day. And then are you going to be down there on Saturday trying to get that pretty mug of yours on national TV with your Bison sign held up in the background?
I could do that, Mike. I have this giant head cutout of you, actually, on a stick that I was going to hold in front of me because I thought that might help. And then as the camera got close, I would pull it away and it would reveal the true person behind it. That's pretty exciting. I mean, let's face it. Kind of exciting to have the national people here.
There's no doubt. It is very exciting.
And I actually responded on your Facebook thing because you had a nice long comment in there about all the people whining about, gee, it's going to be downtown. Hey, I think it's great. It's going to be anywhere. I just hope that game day doesn't try to, you know, portray us as the small town middle of Bison Commons type of thing.
I think what they want to do, and it's only a guess, is I think they want to make it look like a college town. I think Jeff Kolpak mentioned that. And downtown Fargo looks like, with the old historic buildings and the Fargo Theater Marquee, it looks like a college town. And that's the look they're
great,
looking for. It's all about atmosphere and visuals.
It's going to be great. And now all we need to do is go out and have some fun and be the Fargo-Moorhead people that we are, have a great time and have a good football game and eat a bratwurst or something.
I think we'll be just fine. Paul, thank you. When can people hear Investment Talk with Paul Myers and Steve Poitras on KFGO?
Well, if they tune in about 8:30 on Sunday morning, they get a little bit of news, and right after the news, we go rolling into whatever's exciting for that day, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the market. I can guarantee you that. And it's a fun show. We're on for an hour. You know, we've been doing this for 5 years, Mike.
Every Sunday for 5 years.
And
how are your weekends going, doing a radio show every Sunday for 5 years? Like, can I ask you that on the air?
Sure, because as regular listeners would know, quite often I do it remote. I call in via my phone from remote locations, and it works well. I like it. It is fun, and radio is fun.
Yeah, no, you guys do a great job. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. Paul Myers, Legacy Wealth Management and Investment Talk.